A quick note before you dive into today's episode. While I will always be an advocate for multi-passionates embracing their talents as a gift, not a burden, I have decided that I'm no longer going to run a business with that as the goal. Please note that as you listen to any episodes, any of the offers that I have expressed, especially my coaching program, which I've talked about in many episodes, those are no longer relevant as my business is closing. If you'd like to stay connected, come and find me on LinkedIn. The link will be added across the show notes in all episodes. Be well.
If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you've heard me talk about my signature coaching program, Prioritize and Thrive. Prioritize and Thrive is my flagship coaching experience for multi-passionates who want to finally break free from the pressure of doing all the things at once. You have so many great ideas, so much that you want to accomplish, and it can be hard to choose what to start with. Not to mention how to focus long enough to see something through so that you can gain momentum on it and then free up space for the next thing. Today, instead of me telling you all about my program, I want you to hear from one of my clients who's inside. Her name is Allie, and she's going to share with you what drew her to the program and how it helped her finally start finishing things that have been on the back burner for years. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're doing another client spotlight with Allie, who is a member of Prioritize and Thrive. I can't wait for you to meet Allie. Allie stands for some really beautiful things and is doing great work in the world. And I feel really honored that she chose Prioritize and Thrive to be a part of her journey in getting her work out into the world and realizing her dreams and her visions. Allie is a mindful mom, wife, and educator. She helps gentle humans break up with diet culture once and for all so they can pour their energy into their passions instead of intentional weight loss. She's a certified yoga instructor who specializes in gentle restorative yoga and is a multi-passionate spiritual artist who loves to explore tarot, human design, and astrology. And Allie is here with us today. Allie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk today about being a multi-passionate.
Yes, we're going to talk about being a multi-passionate, and we're going to specifically talk about what it's been like for you as a multi-passionate coming into the program Prioritize and Thrive and how that has supported you in your experience with creating priorities and having that clarity so that you can move forward with your visions. So I start every interview with the icebreaker question. I would love to know, what does being multi-passionate mean to you?
Well, that definition has certainly changed since I've joined this program. I think at one time I would have said, oh, it means that I don't know what to land on. I'm so excited about everything. And now I would say it definitely is more about having several passions and talents that I, in this lifetime, feel like I must explore. And so that's my journey of exploring the things that light me up inside.
Would you mind sharing some of your passions with us today? I know I read some in your intro, but what are the fringe passions that maybe didn't make it into your bio?
Oh my gosh, so many fringe passions. They fill up most of my life. I love arranging flowers. I love creating zines with my husband. We've done many zines in our past lives, including like a miniature worlds zine that featured snails and mushrooms and different things you could do outside with nature. And then one of our favorites was a paper podcast. We did a collage paper podcast. It was all of the events that you can do in Portland. So that was before we had children. And a lot of my passions now also revolve around my child and letting them explore the outdoors and seeing what they're interested in.
Very cool. I so want to see some of these zines. So if you ever want to drop anything in the community just for us to all kind of, you know, go to and nerd out on, I know that everyone in the community would so love that because we really celebrate being multi-passionate. It's a rare experience. I think sometimes when you work with a more traditional business coach or you're in a coaching program, you can't really step into those containers and be like, here's this random thing that I did. And it was really fun because they're going to kind of be like, let's keep it related to business and marketing. But in our community, we really welcome exploring passions and celebrating that. So thank you so much for sharing that with us today. Okay, so take me back to the moment when you decided to join Prioritize and Thrive.
And for everyone listening, if you don't know by now, Prioritize and Thrive is my signature group coaching program where I help multi-passionates from all walks of life finally break free from the pressure of wanting to do all the things at once by learning the priority mapping method. And you'll hear all about it in today's interview. So, Allie, what was going on in your life at the time when you decided to join Prioritize and Thrive? And what ultimately led you to saying yes to the experience?
This is very interesting for me because when you made that offering, I wasn't at all in a position where I was searching for a coach or searching for the right container to grow in. There was just something about the offering that I had never been offered before. It was just something that was brand new. I've never seen someone who said, yes, come here and bring all of you when you come. I think that in the past, I've done different kinds of master classes that were so focused on one small thing that it was really hard to just buy into what was being sold to me. Because for me, there's no one thing. There's only the next thing and then the next thing. And so it's wonderful to be able to be in a place that brings that out and brings that back to me. But really, it was just that sacral yes. When I saw your offering and I read into it, and I told my husband, this looks like something that would really help me finish things. That was the big thing for me, was the finishing things. And so I just said yes. It just felt like a good fit. And it's continued to say yes over the last few months for me.
That is so great. And I love that quote. It's never one thing. It's always the next thing. That is so brilliant because it's so true. Is there anything specifically about this offering and this container that made you really feel safe as a multi-passionate that you would still be able to express all of yourself? Is it just that I literally said that? Or, you know, is there anything else kind of underlying that you picked up on?
When you ask that, the first thing that comes to mind is that it just looked like fun. And I think as a multi-passionate, I have definitely had moments where fun feels far away because I have a 9-to-5 job. I am also a second grade teacher during the day. And so the additional time that I have to fill that in a heartful way. And so many of the business programs, Grow Your Instagram programs, that does not sound like fun to me. And I need to be able to choose something that's fun. And this just had fun written all over it.
I'm so glad you picked up on that. And you know, it's interesting because you're a founding member, right? So when you joined, I don't even think we had, I know for a fact that when you joined, we didn't even have a full sales page. This is the first time where I've run a program and waited to create a more formal sales page. And I'm glad I did that because I really felt into the vibe of the program, the vibe of all of y'all who are in there. And it really does feel like a party most of the time. There's so much celebration that's happening all the time in our community on the coaching calls. And so, you know, if you look at what ended up being the invitation page, I like that word better than sales page. My brain has to kind of like make that shift. But if you look at the invitation page, you'll see there's like a disco ball and confetti. And it's meant to evoke that energy of fun. But it's so cool that you picked up on that from a very pared down, I think it was like white background text and just my words of saying like, here, come into this experience. So thank you so much for that reflection. And I want to say what makes it fun is you know, the clients, those of you who are in there and the way that we all lift each other up. So thank you for being a part of that culture as well. Okay, so we kind of know where you started. You weren't necessarily looking for a coach or looking for a program, but you felt that sacral yes, it sounded like fun. And you were like, okay, this could help me finish things. And that feels like something that would be really juicy. So when you think about then and fast forward to now, what would you say has changed the most for you as you've learned the priority mapping method and embraced what we go through in the program?
Awesome. Well, I do want to answer the question you just asked. And I'm also hoping that you might repeat the question because I just have this thing that I have to share. I think that it's really powerful that I purchased this program before any sales page was up there. And I think that for myself as a course creator and someone who wants to create lots of wonderful and accessible things, it's really powerful that you are what sold it and not a sales page. And I think that that's a good message for people who can get really wrapped up in things like a sales page, when really what people want to buy from is you. And I trusted you, and you just gave off the energy of something I could turn to. And so I think that that's pretty powerful to think when you're selling and when you're sharing those offerings, that they should come from you above all else.
I'm so glad you picked up on that. I've done it the other way before plenty of times, where I come up with an offering and the first thing I do is design the sales page. Part of that is because graphic design, like, it's hard for me to not want to do that first. But this was a much different experience, creating the invitation page, sales page, or whatever you'll call it, after getting to know those of you who are already founding members in the program. It was the most easeful experience I've ever had. I finished it in like 2 days. It was so easy. I did not overthink any of it. And it really captured the vibe of the program. So for those of you who are like, okay, what are they talking about? What is this page? It's linked down in the show notes. So go take a look and see what vibe you get from it. But thank you so much for saying that. Okay, so let's move on from that topic. So we talked about where you were. You weren't really looking for a coach at that time, but you felt something. You felt that sacral yes. This offer looked like fun. And you mentioned that you realized, hey, this might help me finish things. And that's something that you knew that you did need, right? So thinking about then and then fast forwarding to now, what would you say has changed the most for you as you've embraced the priority mapping method that we go through in the program?
For me, it's really, like you said, about finishing things. Through this program, I finally, after many years of working on it, created my signature program and got it up on a teachable platform. It was something that I made as an ebook 2 years ago, and I always knew that it would be better done in community. And I could not pick up an old project. That's what it really came down to. I felt like through the ebook, I had passed through that process and that I just had my sights set on all the next things that looked shiny and fun, which is great. And it's good to go for those things. But this was something that I really valued. And I really wanted to take my ideas through to the end, through to what they really could be. And I think that giving myself that opportunity to fully realize a project rather than just saying, okay, I've lost interest and I'm on to the next thing, really honoring that initial idea that I had and I chose to prioritize at one point, and realizing that I still want to do that and I still want to complete that.
It is like a superpower to be able to pick up a project that feels a little bit like stale and like not as shiny and new anymore, and then see it through to its next evolution. And I'm so happy for you. And I'm happy for everyone who will move through that program and everyone who's going to find you in the future and everyone who's already in your world now, because you're doing so much important work. And at the end of this interview, I want you to tell everyone all about it, right? So you can get them the information. But I'm curious, is there anything specifically in the program that really helped you reach the finish line with that program? Any of the methods? We can give away some of our secrets here. So is there anything specifically that really supported you in making it to the finish line of that project that you had been thinking about for a couple of years?
The priority mapping method has been totally transformative for me. Just being able to set a little roadmap for what this season of focus is and the next one. And really, I don't want to say committing, because committing to me is not the best word, but just really deciding that I'd like to prioritize those things. So really that word prioritize has helped me a lot to say, I know where this is getting me. I know that it will help me learn the next phase. And so just kind of planning those things out and following through with them has been really powerful. But also my weekly planning sessions, where I can do that active focus, is great for me, because that gives me an opportunity to also incorporate those ideas that come up that might not be a priority, but want to sneak in there and get a little bit of time. So for example, throughout working this summer on my program, I also was working on an altar deck, and finally not just made all of that and then let it rest, but had the energy to make it, send it to the printer and get it delivered. And for somebody who doesn't finish a lot of things, to finish two huge things that I was really excited about and know that I brought them past the finish line, that just lights me up inside.
Yes, I'm so happy for you. And kudos for you for working the method, right? Because what we talk about in the program is, it's not about, I mean, I have to use your quote again because it's so great. It's not choosing one thing. There's always going to be the next thing. And so what I'm hearing you say is you dedicated a season of focus to taking the framework or the methodology that you taught in your ebook and fleshing that out into a full program. You knew that you were going to be in devotion, right? We love the word devotion instead of commitment inside of Prioritize and Thrive. So you said, okay, I'm holding this as a priority. I'm going to put that at a high standard. I'm devoted to seeing this through. You were able to do that knowing that at the end of that season of focus, you were going to get some energy back. So you're a manifesting generator. So you like to do more than one thing at once anyway, which is what you should be doing. So that's perfect. So you're starting to work on this deck as you're building out the program, but you're saving, you know that you're going to still finish the program first, get that set up before you then move into the final stages of the deck. But you were able to continue to ideate. You were able to continue to work on the deck at the same time as the program without feeling like, oh no, is this deck about to come pull me out of what I'm currently doing? Because you were so grounded in the current priority that you set. That's a huge deal for multi-passionates because we always have a ton of ideas and that's something to celebrate. But what we want to get out of the habit of is when something comes up, when we hit a roadblock, when we're getting a little bit bored with the thing that we're working on, then our ideas look like an escape, right? It's like, hey, come over here. You haven't even touched me yet. You know, I'm available for you. There's nothing wrong with me yet. You don't even know any of the roadblocks that I have. And we tend to just go that way. We're like, you know what? Sounds good. But then nothing gets finished. And so you have gathered proof and proven to yourself as a multi-passionate that, yeah, you can finish things. You can prioritize and you can bring things through to completion. You can bring your projects to completion. That is so huge, not just on a logistical level of like, okay, now we're talking about opportunities for multiple streams of income and ways that you can really start to build up your product suite. That's true as well, but also the confidence level that you feel knowing that you can do that. Because previously, and myself included, we tend to have proof of the opposite. I can't finish anything. I always get distracted or I always fail in the middle. So I'm so happy for you. And I'm so happy that the method has been able to support you through that. Is there anything, any part of your process when it comes to prioritizing that used to be really difficult and now you're finding a lot more easy to do?
I think for me, the choosing of what's next has changed because it used to be, it's hard to admit this, but there was a few years there where there was absolutely nothing that I finished, although I was constantly running my motor on things. And it took some pretty direct action to get to the end of some things, like finishing my yoga certification, getting my ebook completed. And those things just, while they were so powerful and good for me, they left me feeling very heavy because it just felt like I was using all my energy to just push through. But now that I've used the protocols that you're offering, I really believe that I am able to do it in a more joyful way, in a way that doesn't feel so heavy. And I think that one of the important things for me is kind of redefining what finishing things means. Because I think that over my lifetime, I've given up on a lot of things, and that's left me with some shame. And so I've been able to kind of change my mindset on that, that some things are finished because I am ready to move on to something new, not because I've created something, I've offered something into the world, but simply because I want to explore new things. And it's okay to be finished with something if it's only been in your mind, you know? And so giving myself that permission to finish that thing and be proud that I learned something from that, or it set me on a path towards the next thing, that's brought that comfort to me, knowing that that finishing doesn't just have to be a product.
What a powerful insight. Just want to like let that sink in, because I know that someone's going to hear that and go, oh my goodness. Yeah, finishing something can be a choice that I'm ready to move on. And it's different to do that from making an embodied decision, knowing that you also have the ability to put something out into the world as a form of completion, if that's your desire. And then you're able to empower yourself to, on the other hand, sometimes it's not going to make it to that point because it doesn't feel right anymore. And you still have that ability to make those choices as well. No one's ever taking that choice, and we certainly are not taking that choice away from you in the program. But there's a different quality to that. When you know that you are able to complete something and put it out into the world, that gives you more freedom to say, you know what, this one, I'm not going to do that with. If you've never really been able to, or had, you know, years and years where you thought about getting something out but couldn't quite get there, then that's where that shame comes in, where you feel like, okay, well, I'm making the choice not to keep going, but how many times am I going to do this to myself? How many times am I going to keep making this choice? And so I say this all the time, creating priorities and learning how to focus and having clarity, they're not the sexiest things, right? It doesn't sound maybe as shiny and sparkly. I mean, to you, it sounded like a fun party. So maybe I'm not giving myself enough credit. But, you know, most people, when they hear like, oh, you're going to learn a priority method, they're like, oh, cool, you know? But the ripple effect of that is the sexy part, where you start to have this confidence, where you can make decisions. Even if the decision is to put something down, you make that decision from a place of grounded confidence in who you are as multi-passionate. And that's what I'm hearing you say. So I want to reflect that back to you. And again, just say, I'm so happy for you. Like, that's amazing. That's so beautiful. Anything else to say on that before we move on to the next question?
Well, as a Virgo, I will say that protocols and lists are very sexy. So that definitely really hits the Virgo in me. But one thing I want to add to that is, at this point, I do take every idea that I have for at least a spin. You know, and a spin might be that I journal about it, or I make a list about it, or I go on a Pinterest rampage about it. But I do try to take every idea just for a little spin and see kind of what that sacral response is. So I'm fortunate to know that sacral response is really key for me. And so that's why I like to take everything, you know, one more step and see how I feel. And then maybe one more little step and see how I feel, knowing that all along the way, I might decide that I'm done with that and put it down and go on to the next thing.
Love it. I'm glad you brought that up, because I'd love to talk about the fact that human design is integrated into the priority mapping method. So when you first enter into this container, Prioritize and Thrive, the first thing that you're going to learn after you get the kind of introduction and orientation is how to pull your human design chart, how to read your human design chart, and the information that your human design has for you when it comes to cultivating clarity, especially around decision-making as multi-passionate. We have a guest human design mentor and certified practitioner who teaches in the program, Crystal Woods. I have an interview with her. I'll link to that in the show notes if anyone listening wants to check that out. But that's where you start with human design. And that's very intentional on my part, because with the first module being cultivating clarity, I needed to choose a way for everyone to cultivate clarity on an individual level. And I personally don't know a tool better for that than human design. So Ali, I'd love to hear how you feel about coming into a program that's saying, okay, you're going to learn how to prioritize, and the first thing you do is see human design. What was that like for you?
Well, I have taken courses in the past on human design, and it has really changed a lot of the ways that I look at how I interact with the world, how I make decisions, where I get my fuel and my fire. And so it's always been really something that's been interesting to learn about. So human design was definitely one of those curiosities that I had. But I loved coming into this program and being able to relate that to what I do and how I get things done, and bring it out of the conceptual land and into the action land was really exciting. And I think that the things that are offered within the program with Crystal Woods, she really lays it out. She really lets you know, like, the actionable things behind what your human design means. So I found that incredibly beneficial to start out with.
Very cool. I just wanted to add that in because you've heard Allie say it was a sacral yes. And some of you listening might be like, what the heck is a sacral yes? Well, that's a part of Allie's human design. Allie has sacral authority, which means that she can feel a yes and a no instantaneously in her body. And so when Allie's making decisions, she's going to make decisions from that space of like, is it a hell yes? Is it a hell no? Do I feel expansive or am I contracting? Whereas someone else with a different authority would have a whole different way of making decisions. And this helps me when I am coaching clients because I understand that everyone needs to be coached in a different way. And more than anything, when you come into the program and you learn your human design, you're going to gain so much clarity about who you are that's not dependent on me as the coach. And that's very important to me too, because we don't do codependency around here. I'm so not interested in that. Okay, so thank you for that. Let's talk about what goals you have for yourself as you continue to go through the program, because we've still got some time together. You have lifetime access to the course and you still have a few months of coaching left. Everyone gets a year of high touch support and high touch coaching. So what goals do you have for yourself as you continue through the program?
Really, I will continue to have that mindset goal around eliminating shame with being a multi-passionate, knowing that, also appreciating that I have a job, a 9-to-5 job that at times of the year will take priority, and knowing that I still honor my passions and I still honor the things that I'm devoted to, even if I can't sit down with them every day. So I think that just the idea of changing that mindset, knowing that I am a multi-passionate person, that's not changing. Anything that calls out to me or is interesting to me gets to be visited with, gets to have some time spent with that on the weekend or in the evening. So that's the number one thing, is the mindset. The other thing is just all of the items on my priority map that I have laid out for the future, and different programs and workshops that I'd like to host, different things that I'd like to do with people in person, things that I'd like to make, mostly around digital design, around painting. So it's just full of all of my passions. And I'm really, it feels supportive knowing that anything I want to do can fit in now or later. So that is really exciting for me. If I know that I want to take a class someday and Procreate, great, that can make it at the end of the priority list. And when I get there, if I still have that interest, I'll know that I can do that. So just that safety and support around my ideas.
Well, I'm so excited to be able to continue to support you through that. Please continue to lean on our amazing community. The calls, the cool thing about the coaching calls is that, you know, we have plenty of people in the program who have a 9-to-5 or a support job. And so you're able to submit questions in advance, even if you know you can't make a call. I still answer the questions and then you can watch the replay. So you're able to still get a coaching experience. And then I usually say, let's follow up in the community, drop a post, let's keep the conversation going. So we talked a lot about the course and things that you learn in the course. Let's spend a little bit of time talking about the coaching aspect of the program and the community aspect of the program, especially keeping in mind the goals that you have for yourself as you continue through Prioritize and Thrive. How do you feel that the coaching supports you in that specifically? And then we'll talk about the community.
The coaching, the live coaching, and the ability to ask a question that's answered in coaching, even if I can't be present, has really brought the human element to this. That community building, that knowing that I'm not alone, that many other people are trying to navigate this, and just having that community available to me has been very powerful. Learning, hearing other people's questions that are asked, and you're able to workshop those questions with that person. I have gained so much just being able to listen in and hearing what other people are going through and how I can apply that to my life has been very powerful.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's one of the cool things about group coaching is There are the questions that you ask that you are served on and coached on. And there are the questions that you don't ask and you still can receive so much, sometimes even more, because you didn't realize that you had that question, or you wouldn't have articulated it in that way. And you still get to receive all that juicy medicine. That's what I love about having a group when it comes to coaching. What about our private community? I like to think of the community as kind of a bonus of the program, but I do think that if you utilize it, it can really make you feel like you're a part of a family, and it's such a fun, supportive space. So how has our private community been supportive for you, and what do you think it'll continue to support you with as you go through the program?
I do want to add one more thing about the coaching calls, and then I'll answer that question. So for myself, when questions have been answered for me, I have really enjoyed the aspect of that question being thoughtfully brought back to me being empowered to answer it. So not, you know, the questions just start popped right back at me, but giving me that chance to walk through the path and the process of confronting my thoughts and confronting my feelings and thinking about the actions that will help me has been really beneficial.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because there's a difference between coaching and consulting, right? Consultants are there to kind of answer your questions, give you all the information that they have, all the knowledge that they have on a topic. But a coach, at least a good coach, will often ask more questions to try to pull more information out of you. And as a coach myself, you know, it's very important for me that you always feel empowered during the conversation. That's why I don't tell you what you think. I don't tell you what you feel. Instead, I'm asking a lot of questions so that we can get to the heart of that, and always checking in and making sure that it's landing well. And if we need to pivot, we can. So I'm really glad that you said that, and that my particular style of coaching has been supportive, because there's a lot of different ways to get coached out there. And I have experienced the gamut of it and tried to use that to inform the way that I coach inside of the program. So I'm so glad that that's landing for you. And then second part of the question is the community aspect. How do you feel that our community will continue to support you or has supported you thus far as you're going through the program?
Number one is inspiration. I am just so inspired by all the people who are in that container, watching them grow and watching them prioritize the things that are important to them gives me a lot of excitement and a lot of motivation to keep going. And then when you have an idea or when you have a question, popping in there and asking and getting the support not only of our wonderful coach, but also the incredible wisdom that's within with all of these people, I think it's really powerful. And I think that you are attracting people who are not only multi-passionate, but also somehow all very empathetic and all very willing to support one another. And I think that if you're looking for that, if you're looking to lean into a community, I think that this is a great place to do that, because we all embrace each other's weird, which I really appreciate. And there are a lot of fun and weird creatives in the group, which makes it a lot of fun to just show up and be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with y'all. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm floored and in awe of the people, the humans who say yes to this experience. It is just like, it's truly a pleasure to be with you all. I mean, it's for me, it's just pure enjoyment, because everyone's so different, but you're right, so empathetic, so supportive. And something else that I've noticed that I'm really starting to pick up on is each of you has a desire to truly like do good in the world with your work, whatever that may look like. And it's really powerful to see that and to know that when you have your priorities straight, when you have that clarity, when you know how to focus, you can put that work out into the world knowing that it's going to have a positive ripple effect. So together as a community, we're really changing things. We're really shaking things up, because the more multi-passionate who feel empowered to do their work, it's going to be a positive ripple effect. And yeah, you all are amazing. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. I love just observing. And of course, I'm very active in the community as well, but I also love observing how supportive everyone is of one another. Okay. So you're all about being imperfectly balanced. A lot of people may hesitate to join a program like this because they've convinced themselves that they don't have the time for it or it won't fit into their lives. How has Prioritize and Thrive fit into your life? And what advice would you have for someone who's making the assumption that it's going to take up too much of their time?
I would certainly say it is an investment, but it's an investment that I was ready to make. I was ready to stop wasting time, you know, jumping from one thing to the next and never really having that fulfillment or that moment of celebration for having something come to a finishing point, even if that's just closing the book, you know, and moving on. So I really feel like I'm taking back that time by just being able to finish things and having just that moment to exhale. I think that as someone who has lots of passions, you're just continuously inhaling, inhaling, inhaling. And joining this program has taught me how to exhale between my priorities. And that's been really powerful. That's helped me gain back time. And I really used it as a podcast. I used, you know, I love to see your beautiful face and your wonderful slides, but I would do it while I was on the Peloton. I would do it while I was cleaning my classroom. Just any time that I would ordinarily be listening to music or watching TV, I'd listen instead. And so I really think that not only is it not an overcommitment of time, but it also buys you back that time that maybe you are just running all around, not knowing how to prioritize. So I think that it's definitely doable in that way.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing about this program is that it is hosted on Kajabi, and Kajabi has a free app. So it makes it really easy to download the app. You just log in with whatever email you use to purchase the program, and then boom, it's on your phone. It's on this app. And you can listen to it like a podcast. I know that when you come into a program like this, you're coming in as a multi-passionate who's juggling a lot of things. So it's my goal as the course creator to create something that can adapt into your life. So, you know, I say in the very beginning, when you first come in, do this your way. You do not have to have your laptop open and a brand new notebook with dividers and stickers. If that's what you want to do, please do that. But if listening to it like a podcast fits better into your life, do it that way, because it's not about how you absorb the content. It's about absorbing the content in a way that's going to then allow you to take action and apply it. So thank you so much for sharing how you were able to fit it into your life. And thank you for reminding anyone who maybe has the assumption that this course is going to take up a bunch of their time, that at the end of it, you're going to get so much time back, right? So for everyone who's thinking, oh, I would love to do this, but I just don't have the time to commit, I would invite you to pause and ask, is that the real reason that you are holding yourself back from having an experience like this? Because if so, then maybe address some other concerns that you might have. Send me a voice note or email me and we can talk it out. All right. Okay, Allie, it is time for me to pass the mic over to you. I would love for you to share with our listeners what you have going on right now and where they can keep up with you, how they can stay in touch with you, and all the things.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So you can find me on Instagram. That's the main place I hang out. You can find me at Balanced Imperfectly. And the thing that I'm offering right now that I'm very excited about to finally have finished, it's into the world and ready for people to enjoy it. It's called Mindful Body Magic. This program is all about finally breaking up with diet culture so you can start to explore the things that you are actually passionate about. So we start with the heart and mind and unlearn all of the BS that we've been taught about diet culture, about how our body should look. And it gives you that opportunity to just start to see what you really want out of life beyond intentional weight loss. And I will say, doing things like your program, I finally have time to do things like Prioritize and Thrive, like completing my yoga certification, because all of my creative energy is not just used to meal plan, to figure out my exercise regime for that month, to do all my training for activities that really I don't need to be or want to be doing. So really what this program is all about is giving people that opportunity to let go of what they is really not serving them and finding out, okay, what is it that I actually want to spend my time doing?
Yeah. So you're also giving time back. You're also giving people time back. And it sounds like a lot of freedom and more space to be creative because, as you mentioned, you're not spending all of the free time that you may have meal planning and being overly intentional about weight loss. It sounds like, and I would imagine too, you know, indulging in your creative side, bringing that joy into your life, it's going to have a positive ripple effect where you feel more relaxed, and that can lead to weight loss too. Like, there's more than one way to do it, right? It doesn't always have to be these regimented approaches. So I'm so glad that you're putting this work out into the world. We will link to Allie's Instagram as well as information about her program in the show notes. So please keep in touch with Allie if any of that sounds like something that would feel exciting for you. And Allie, I want to thank you so much for being here today. If you could give one last piece of advice for someone who's right on the edge of joining Prioritize and Thrive and just is like, oh, I don't know, it looks cool, but I'm not sure, what would you say to that person?
I would say that your interests are not an accident. And if you join this program, you'll really be able to start to explore those things and prioritize what's important, those passions that are calling to you. And I just really recommend it because, like I said, it's just a blast. It's a lot of fun, and we all deserve to have a little bit of fun in our life.
All right. Thank you so much, Allie, for being here. And don't forget, everyone, to check the links in the show notes to keep up with Allie. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.